producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, good morning. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, right here on Flag Family Radio. 855-217-76. That's the number that gets you into the conversation this morning. Extension 2 gets you live on air. Extension 1, you just kind of leave it on the rant line. I know a guy who is in a ranting mood this morning, and you're going to hear from him in the 9 o'clock hour. Scott Annan's out there in Watford City, and he is fit to be tied over, you know, the traffic situation out there. So stay tuned for that. But this morning we're talking, and, yeah, he's a little hot under the collar about the whole traffic situation out there in Watford City. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Got a couple of stories here I want to make sure that you're aware of. And oddly enough, the first one is right out of Watford City. The McKenzie County Sheriff's Office is seeking the public's help in locating a missing woman. Her name is Sandra. She goes by Sandy Leist. She's 48 years old. She hasn't had any contact with family members since early Sunday, at which time her location was unknown. The Sheriff's Office is looking for the vehicle that Leist was driving. It's a 2005 maroon Chevy Suburban with North Dakota license plate, KDS. I don't know why I said kids. The license plates are North Dakota plates, KDS 490. So that's KDS 490. It's a maroon Chevrolet Suburban. An iPad or any cell phones that may have been found in or around Williston are also being sought. So any iPads or like our electronic devices, that sort of thing. If you have information on the whereabouts of Sandy Leist or the vehicle, contact the Sheriff's Department at 701-444-3654. Again, that's 701-444-3654. Sandra Leist, 48, no contact with her family members since early Sunday. So keep your eyes out, keep your ears to the ground, and let's help find Miss Leist. And a couple of months ago, my producer and I, we were having an on-air conversation about the uptick in missing persons around North Dakota. And I don't know, maybe it's because, you know, before now we just didn't, you know, have a lot of press release, or we just didn't hear a lot about it. But I don't know, it seems kind of weird to me. But if you have any info, make sure you call the Sheriff's Department, 701-444-3654. Couple of other stories. Before I get into those, we're going to have a special guest. Every Tuesday we do something from the University of Mary. And today we're going to have Reverend Carrie Bender on. And this is going to be in the 8:30 segment. And the University of Mary, it's North Dakota's only Catholic university, and they have hired Reverend Carrie Bender to help shepherd its many non-Catholic students on campus. So he's going to be the new director of the University of Mary's Christian Leadership Center, and we're going to ask him about his role, his new role as the new director. So stay tuned for that. Always love chatting with the folks from the University of Mary. Think they do an awesome job. Seriously, if you listen to this show and you're wondering, you know, where do I go, you know, to further my education, even if you've already got a degree or a job or something like that, but you're looking for something more, that's why I like the University of Mary. They have this partnership with the big companies around here, Microsoft, Articat, I mean, you name it, they have a relationship. You go to the University of Mary, you are, your spiritual needs are met, and your workforce development needs are met. So it's all good all the way around. So always love to have those folks on from the University of Mary. Speaking of religion, what's up with the attack on religious freedoms in this country? Now, I was listening to Steve Dace last night, and he's on this station, and normally you catch him right after Levin, but he's been saying something that I have been saying for a very long time. I sometimes, and the forum did a poll on this, you know, basically how the whole gay marriage question affects people. And I remember having conversations with some of my friends, some of my libertarian friends, to be sure. They're like, you know, how does gay marriage affect you? How does, you know, a guy marrying a guy or vice versa, you know, how does that affect you in any way, shape, or form or fashion? And I've also had conversations where folks, where I go, you know, you start with one thing, it's a slippery slope. Folks start laughing. They're like, oh, you crazy Republicans with your slippery slope, blah, blah, blah. Well, the American Thinker, and this story is in here, and I mentioned this, I think, on Friday, and also I may have mentioned this yesterday. A couple of ordained ministers are threatened with jail unless they perform same-sex marriages. And this isn't in, like, San Diego or San Francisco or New York City. No. This is in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. So these city officials have told this married couple, who are both ordained ministers, they're going to go to jail if they refuse to perform wedding ceremonies for gay couples. Think about that. So their business is marrying. They have a little chapel. So this is what they do. They love what they do. They run the Hitching Post out there, the Hitching Post, a wedding chapel. And they love what they do, and it's akin to the folks that were running that bakery. And you hear the interview from the lady whose brainchild the bakery was, and she talks about how she loves crafting, you know, her craft around the couples that she is catering to, and they believe in certain things. Now, and we see this more and more, and we're going to talk about this at the bottom of the hour, probably in the last segment. But now it seems to me more and more that it doesn't really matter what your religious beliefs are, your closely held beliefs are, you will be forced to care. You're going to be forced. I'm looking at this couple. Do you know that they have to have a restraining order. A restraining order. The Alliance Defending Freedom, the attorney for the Alliance Defending Freedom, filed a federal lawsuit and a motion for a temporary restraining order Friday to stop the officials over there in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, from forcing these folks to perform wedding ceremonies for same-sex couples. And when we hear stories like this, when I hear stories like this anyway, I always ask myself, wow, if that could happen in Idaho, why can't it happen here in, you know, Fargo, North Dakota, or small town North Dakota, anywhere that we are? It's concerning to me. And I'm going to bring you a couple of other stories, and we're going to develop them, and I want to get your opinion on that. Where do you see? I mean, we see the propaganda. We see the agenda, and I'm just going to lay it out like that. We see this agenda, the propaganda being marketed to younger and younger folks, you know, to kind of get them away. We see this war on religion, basically. It says that religion is intolerant, and if you don't comply, then you're just a bigot or a homophobe or a xenophobe or whatever phobe. And we see the country going in a direction that is not with our founding. It's not. And as a matter of fact, it restricts your freedoms. We're going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour. We're going to have Ellen Ratner, Blanky the Cullum on in the very next segment. Stay tuned for that.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to NessonConsulting.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We're back. We are back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, right here on Flag Family Radio, sunny Southside Fargo. And my two most favorite people to talk to every morning, Ellen Ratner, Blanky the Cullum, they're both on the line. And I want to welcome you both to the Common Sense Club.
Well, thank you, Leon.
One thing I want to ask you about. You're familiar, both of you are familiar with Oscar De La Renta, right?
Very much.
Yeah, I have a couple of suits from Oscar De La Renta. Man, I just think it's a tragedy that he's no longer with us. So I just wanted to bring that up and get your opinion on his impact on men's fashion. That's kind of out of my character, but just want to get your take. Ellen, I'll throw it to you first. Oh, no, Ellen today. Okay. Well, I'll throw it to Valentina then.
I get to talk because you know what? I know about Oscar De La Renta. Oscar De La Renta was a very dear friend of a close friend of mine. A lot of people don't realize about Oscar De La Renta. I mean, one people will see that he adopted his son because he had his own issues when he was growing up. But what most people don't realize is that he had an orphanage in the Dominican Republic. He did a lot of charity events to raise money for that that orphanage. And on top of being a brilliant designer, he really, you know, made fashion for men where guys like Cary Grant loved Oscar De La Renta. Think of what he did for women. He had the great capability that many designers, men or women, don't have of really understanding what looks good on a woman. And he made these designs for women that were just absolutely flattering. I mean, look at women like Jackie Kennedy, Audrey Hepburn, yeah. My late friend Holly Kors of the Kors family, who adored Oscar De La Renta. And every year here in Washington, D.C., Oscar De La Renta would have a fashion show, and as I say, the money would go for the orphanage.
Oh, that is awesome. That is, and I guess I didn't really see the whole female fashions that he's so enamored with and that he's so well known for. I just know that a couple of my blazers are Oscar De La Renta, and I love the way they fit. And it's awesome about the orphanage that he is the benefactor to. So I think that, wow.
He was a very nice man, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had the honor of being able to get to know some of these great people. Just because of living in D.C., you know, this is not only the capital for politics, but everyone comes here at some point. And De La Renta really was a nice man, a sweet man. I mean, also, obviously a tough professional, but a very good guy who gave back to his community.
Laura Bush spoke. I mean, she released a statement. I mean, so, yeah, he's touched a lot of folks. A lot of folks. All right, that's enough on fashion. I'm not a fashion guy. But I do want to.
Okay. I mean, fashion, look, if you had a day without art, a day without fashion, the world would not be so pretty. And I mean, I think that, you know, the old saying about the suit makes the man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course, obviously, you know, you look at people and you say, well, you know, they're great people or they're not. But if some man comes in a good looking suit, you look at those old movies of Alfred Hitchcock when you had Gary Cooper and Cary Grant and Jimmy Stewart, they all looked well dressed. And you think they had a lot of power just because they looked good.
Right. Right. That's something I impress upon my sons anyway. I mean, you know, you want to be respected, dressed apart. So there you
Correct.
Go. I do want to ask you, your feelings on these midterm elections. How do you think everything is going to shake out? Do the Republicans have the momentum that we've been hearing about, or will there be some, surprises, in the works?
Well, I think the reason that the Republicans will have the momentum is because the base shows up, okay? And that's why it's important when you see people getting out there and talking to their base that they make sure that they do the right stuff right now, because the Republican base shows up. And so in any event, you know, if the Democrats through some miracle can get the minority base to show up, they may have a chance to be able to save the Senate. That's why I tell your audience, because I have a great deal of affection for your audience. I know they're out there and they care about what's going to happen. I tell them to vote. I mean, it's not enough to complain. It's not enough to say they want things to change. Every single one member of your audience that can get to the polls needs to vote. And I think we'll have a huge, huge Republican sweep.
What do you say to folks, and we talk to folks all the time, right here on this program, that say, you know, they feel disenfranchised with the Republican Party, and they're going to stay home, and, you know, they're going to vote third party. What do you say to those folks? I'm sure you have friends that are of that mindset.
Yeah, but, you know, a non-vote is a vote. A non-vote votes for the status quo. And that's almost the most lethal vote of all. And if they're going to vote independent just to be, you know, saying that they don't like who's running and they don't care about politics, it's the same thing. You know,
you may not take an interest. You may not take an interest in politics, but politics will take an interest in you. That's the way the old saying goes.
If you don't have an interest in politics and you think politicians are dumb, by not voting, you're going to have someone dumber than yourself rule over you and make decisions that affect you.
Yeah. Absolutely. A couple of other things I wanted to ask you about is, one, did you hear the soundbite where Obama says, basically, you know, I know folks are running away from me. You know, the Democrats that are in elections during this midterm election cycle, but they always vote the way I want them to vote. What do you think of that statement?
You know, repeat that again, Leanne, so I catch the context.
Well, he says that, you know, he knows that the Democrats, the candidates that are running, they don't want to be in photo ops with him. They don't want him to come to their towns or cities or anything like that.
Well, what does that tell you? That tells you that he's basically saying they'll take my money, so that's like just as good as being on the take. I mean, come on, people aren't that stupid. And, you know, if they like
he says that they vote for him. They vote for his policies.
Yeah, so it's the old thing with the Obamacare. If that's the way if you feel about the Democratic candidates being on the take from the president's voting like all of his opinions, is like if you like your candidate, you get to keep your candidate. If you like the status quo in Washington, D.C., if you vote Democratic, you get to keep that status quo. I'm just saying to anyone, if you want to change, and it may not be as big a change as you would like, but you'd like things to not get worse, then get out and vote. Stop it. You have the, you know, anyone who pulls the lever has some matter of power.
Right. Thank you, Blanquita. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We are back. We are back. Leon Francis, Common Sense Club. And every Tuesday, we have the University of Mary on. We have someone from the University of Mary. I love this university. Only Catholic university in North Dakota, but they do so much. And it's as I said before, you know, maybe you have a job. Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons. Maybe you're looking for, you know, a career instead of a job. Maybe you even have a degree. So, you know, you're asking yourself, you know, what can I do? What can I do to strengthen my position in this workforce, the North Dakota workforce? Well, you go to the University of Mary. They partner with so many of the companies that are moving to North Dakota. I mentioned before Microsoft, Articat. I mean, just DigiKey. I mean, all of these companies that are looking for a strong, robust workforce, they are training folks right there at the University of Mary, and they're not only taking care of your needs as it pertains to your education. They're also taking care of your spiritual needs, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today with Reverend Kerry. I want to welcome him to the Common Sense Club. Welcome, Reverend Bender.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So, as I said before, North Dakota has one Catholic university, and it's the University of Mary. But you're not Catholic.
So, I'm not.
And I want you to explain to the folks, you know, basically why this is a good fit. Why do you think that your new position here, what is your role there at the University of Mary?
Yeah, I have two positions. One is I'm the director of the Christian Leadership Center, and that center tries to produce kind of conversation among clergy, both Catholic and Protestant, around something that we both hold very dear, which is Scripture. And so we do that. We also bring in some speakers and also hoping to engage business people in town around the concept of Christian leadership as well. The other half of my job is I'm a chaplain on campus. And so the university has experienced an awful lot of growth numerically, a lot new students every year. For the last several years, they've had record numbers of enrollment and transfer students coming in. But they've also experienced an awful lot of spiritual growth. And a lot of that has been around Catholic students, because campus ministry has been primarily led by Catholic, either Catholic clergy or Catholic lay people who are passionate about their faith. And a lot of Protestant students have been asking the question, we would like something uniquely for us. Where can we get kind of some spiritual direction as well? And so under the leadership of Monsignor Junior Shea, the university decided let's answer that need. They believe more about students being able to know Christ and to know him more deeply, and so they decided to hire a Protestant chaplain, and it seems like an awfully intriguing position to me, and I'm excited to be here.
It is a very intriguing position. I'm thinking about the makeup of the campus. I mean, you have Presbyterians, Methodists, Baptists. When folks think about the University of Mary, a lot of times, and I'm myself included, I'm thinking, you know, Catholic school, Catholic kids. But that's not the case. It is a very diverse campus. How do you expect to reach out to all those different diverse religious mindsets? What is your game plan going forward, reaching out to all these this diverse community there at the University of Mary?
Yeah, I think there's probably two pieces to that. The one that is probably the most obvious and the one that people would go to the most quickly is programming. And so how do we develop programs where not only Catholic students but Protestant students and even students from other religions or of no faith would feel comfortable coming and hearing more about the Bible and about what we believe. So part of that is programming, but quite honestly, that's probably not the first step. And the first step that I've seen, and this is true of my counterpart here at the University of Mary, Father Benedict, it's about relationships. And so we build relationships with students. We're available to students. We meet them in the hallway. We go to the cafeteria and talk to them there. Both he and I are in the classroom. And so it's an opportunity to build relationships with students and just to be present among students and to build those types of strong relationships so that they feel comfortable then and that there's a trust built to be able to come to some of the programming where they have an opportunity to hear more.
Where do you I'm looking at the makeup, and I've spoken to other folks from over there at the University of Mary. Where do you see faith, especially when we're talking about the business community? Where do you see faith playing a part in business overall? And like if a lot of these kids that are going there plan on being entrepreneurs and that sort of thing, where do you see faith fitting into that whole dynamic?
Yeah, I think the University of Mary is going about this the right way in the sense that religion is not, or faith is not, a part of one's life, kind of compartmentalized over in a corner, or even compartmentalized kind of in the middle of one's life, but rather that that faith is something that that spreads throughout one's life. So one's occupation, one's vocation, what one does for a living, one's family life, one's life when it comes to just simply leisure and recreation, these are all part of the Christian life. And so at the University of Mary, there's a Catholic Studies program, which isn't a program about one particular thing to study, but how the Catholic faith really spreads throughout the life of the individual. And this is true for me as well as a Protestant. I see that faith isn't something that we say, oh, this is kind of your faith and this is how you live that out, but rather to say this is every part of your life is influenced, is molded, is guided by your faith in Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. And you're a native of North Dakota, right?
I am. I grew up down in South Central North Dakota. My hometown was Venturia, which I usually give people a silver star if they know where that is, but it's kind of down by Ashley and Wishick, North Dakota, and I went to Zeeland High School.
See, I was going to say that. So I would have gotten – no, I'm kidding. But can you give us a little bit of your background? I mean, you're a Protestant pastor. You're from right here in North Dakota. You were like 11 years as a pastor of the Faith Baptist Church in Minneapolis. Give us a brief history of your history.
Sure. So I grew up in South Central North Dakota on a small farm. We raised beef cattle and small grain. Wheat was kind of the cash crop back in the day. And I went to Jamestown College, now the University of Jamestown, just down the road from Bismarck here, and did my undergraduate there. I actually went to school thinking I was going to be pre-law. I was very interested in politics at the time and was hoping to become a senator, a U.S. senator from North Dakota. And my sophomore year in college, I felt called into full-time ministry and changed direction, and took a year off between college and seminary. My wife and I had gotten married between our junior and senior year of college. We had two children. Elizabeth was born our senior year of college. Josiah was born the next year. We then went out to the East Coast to school at Gordon-Conwell, which is just north of Boston, Massachusetts. I spent 4 years getting my master's of divinity. After receiving my master's of divinity, we went over to Scotland, and I did a second master's degree, a master's of theology at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, which was a fantastic year for our family. And after that, we came back to the United States and moved to Minneapolis, where I was called to be the pastor at Faith Baptist Church. We were there for 11 and a half years, had a wonderful, fruitful ministry there, still love the people there and miss them very much. And I love what I'm doing, but I do miss what I'm not doing, and really love the pastorate, and just had a great experience there. And in January of this year, I was contacted by the university and asked if I would consider this position. And I, again, found it a very intriguing position. C.S. Lewis talks about the stories in the Bible being just crazy enough to be true. And in some ways, this call to the University of Mary seemed to me just to be crazy enough that it might be the right thing to do. And so very excited to be here.
Oh, man, I am excited, and I'm sure the folks over there at the University of Mary share my excitement with having you there. I do want to say one thing. I wouldn't discount your political aspirations. I think we need some folks with faith. I'm serious. I look at the direction of this country, and I'm not going to get on a rant or anything, but sure. I think that's what's lacking. I think we need a leadership that has a strong faith anchor, mooring. And I think that's missing in politics today. That's why you get all of the dirty, the dirt and the grime and the grit of politics. It's because there's no guys and gals with faith, you know, throwing their hat into the political arena. But that's my 2 cent worth, and that's the end of my rant right there. I just would not discount your political aspirations, you know.
Well, my hope is that at the University of Mary, as we have an opportunity to influence more and more young people with the reality that faith is something that permeates all of life, the hope is that that there'll be students that are graduating from this university that not only enter politics or ministry or business, but all aspects of life, carrying with them this firm conviction that that faith is something that permeates all of life.
Good deal. Good deal. And I'm so happy that you're reaching out to the young folks, you know, and telling them exactly what you're telling us here. You know, faith is not something you wear once a week or a couple times a week or whatever. It is something that you are. And I tell my kids this. I try to impart this to my kids. My father did the same with me. Yeah. It's not enough to say you're a Christian or to say you're Catholic. You have to live it. And if you're not living it, then, you know, it's kind of fake. So I'm glad I am ecstatic that you're there. You're reaching out to the young folks. You're helping to shape the future minds of these businessmen and women. And maybe some of them have some political aspiration. And maybe you're the catalyst behind that political acumen there. But anyway, anything else you want to add about the University of Mary, your position there? How do you expect to affect the University of Mary and the positive and reaching out to that diverse community over there at the University of Mary?
Yeah, the diversity isn't just in the student body. I mean, even amongst the faculty and staff, there's diversity when it comes to Christian faith. And so that's another part that I hope to be part of, is just reaching out to faculty and staff on campus as well, and providing opportunity for them to experience Jesus Christ and ministries that would support their faith. You know, it's exciting in a sense because we don't know anybody that's doing this exactly the same way. There are campuses, Christian campuses, whether Protestant or Catholic, that are reaching across the aisle, so to speak, to the other denomination. But nobody that's really investing in this kind of way.
Right.
And so for the University of Mary to say, you know what, we believe in this so strongly that we're actually going to bring someone on campus full-time to minister to our students.
Thank you, Reverend Carey. This is Reverend Carey Bender, University of Mary. We'll be right back right after this.
550.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
So, Common Sense Club, stay tuned. After the Common Sense Club for Scott Hannon and Todd Mitchell. Before What's On Your Mind, Scott is on a tear this morning about the traffic conditions out there in Watford City. So stay tuned for that. He had me in stitches this morning. So in the last segment, we were speaking with our Reverend Kerry Bender. He's joining the University of Mary campus. He's going to be the new director of the University of Mary's Christian Leadership Center. He's reaching out to this diverse, and it is a diverse. We think about the University of Mary. We think about, you know, a Catholic university and that sort of thing. And a lot of times we don't realize that there are a lot of folks there that are not Catholic. They come from diverse religious backgrounds. And Reverend Carey is just the guy, in my opinion, to reach out to all of those folks, make them feel comfortable, make them feel at home. And, you know, just... when you think about what Cardinal Timothy Dolan up there in New York said about the University of Mary, it's absolutely true. It's exciting what's going on over there at the University of Mary. It is. And I would, if you have kids and they're thinking about college, I would definitely steer them in that direction. So there you go. Every Tuesday we have someone on from the University of Mary because we love them. Over there. They're awesome. There you go. Speaking of religion, and this, nowadays, you know, you turn on the TV or the radio or whatever, there seems to be an attack on religion. And when I opened up the show, I was telling you about the folks in Idaho that basically had to get a restraining order because folks in their city are trying to dictate their faith. I think it's atrocious. Something that I think that is not atrocious is this. Today, at the Fargo Civic Center, Centennial Hall, there's going to be a silent auction and a live auction and a program over there by the jail's chaplains. It's Repurpose Lives, Dessert Social, and Fundraiser. That's at it starts at 5:30. That's the silent auction. They're going to have a program at 7 o'clock. The tickets are $15 a person. And we all know who Jerry Leach is. He's the executive director. I've had her on the show tons of times. She was YWCA, a Woman of the Year, I think, this year, as a matter of fact. So... always great to hear about the good things that they're doing over there with the jail chaplains. And Jerry Leach is just awesome. Just another good faith based story I wanted to bring you, an event. So if you can't make it, Repurpose Lives, Dessert Social, and Fundraiser. That's tonight at the Fargo Civic Center, Centennial Hall. There's a silent auction at 5:30. The program is at 7. If you can make it there, please be there. So, Joseph Wilson, Williams, and this guy, he triumphed over drugs, crime, prison. He's going to tell you how God repurposed his life into a 30-year religion. I mean, for 30 years, he has repurposed his life around something positive. And that's what the jail chaplains are all about. And he's one of the speakers there. So check it out if you can. Again, tonight, Fargo Civic Center, Centennial Hall, $15 a person. Starts at 5 with the silent auction. 7 is the program. And if you can make it, please do. I do have a couple of things I want to mention here. We're going to have, hang on. Dustin Garrillo, he's going to be in Bismarck. This is going to be at 9:30. And he's going to talk about, he's going to be there with Scott Hannon, Todd. What's that? I couldn't hear you there. Dustin Garrillo, we've had him on the show before. North Dakota Watchdog Network. This is a Measure 4 debate. So we're going to talk to them about that, Scott and Todd. I'm trying to read my notes here, and it's just, I don't know, my dyslexia is acting up. So stay tuned. What's on your mind? Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell, right after this. Scott's going to tell you about what the traffic situation is out there in Watford City, and they're going to have a debate on Measure 4, so stay tuned for that. We have some off-air calls. I want to run one of them about the assault on religion.
I hear you talking about the assault on religion. Well, it's not just such as an assault on religion, it's assault on Christianity. Houston, Texas, for example, there's a story out how the pastors have to turn in their sermons.
Yeah.
Okay, are there any mosques in Houston, Texas?
And you're right,
I would
buddy.
Venture that there are.
That's Gene from Valley City. What's on your mind coming up right after this break?
What's on Twitter? Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7, 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. Valleyimports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.